A word for you from Acts 28 verse 3. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. Now there are those who try and impress others by lying wonders, as we looked at last time in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 9, where they try to impress with miraculous signs. The thing about it that you need to recognize is that these signs usually have no real purpose except to impress. So if petrol is turned into pineapple juice, so-called, although it's as often with a sleight of hand, be very careful, be wary, because these things are there to impress you. It is there to try and display power, and yet the Bible warns that the lawless one, the Antichrist, will come with a display of power, except that the power is from below and not from above. But when God works a miracle, it is with purpose. And here this is a prime example, because Paul wasn't going out looking for snakes. And there are snake handling churches in the USA where they will take snakes out during the service when they are worked up into a hysteria or a frenzy and handle these snakes. Every now and then these deadly snakes, mostly rattlesnakes, bite them and they, of course, they die. But they do it to impress, and they claim Mark 16 where Jesus said, and they will handle snakes or be bitten or drink poison and not be harmed. The awful and deadly mistake that they make is that the Lord didn't mean that we should try and look for snakes and look for evil and try and drink poison just to display power. But here Paul was busy doing what God had told him to do. He had, through his faith, rescued a whole ship that landed on the island. And here the native people on this island of Malta showed them kindness, and because it was cold and wet, they built a fire. And Paul, as a hard-working man, didn't leave it to the natives of the island. He went out and gathered a bundle of sticks, put them on the fire, and then it was that a viper came out and bit him. God had a purpose in it. You would say, but why did God allow a snake to bite him? God had a purpose. And of course, it goes on to say, later on in verse 5, he shook the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. And God delivered his servant. That was a miracle with purpose behind it.